one. I'm not sure what you would do about a broken heart. There probably aren't exercises that will mend it. But Alex Newton, as a chiropractor, if anyone's going to know, would know. And here she is now for you on BBC Radio Nottingham. Hello, good to talk with you. And remedy for a broken heart, probably beyond the chiropractor normally, is it?
A big bar of chocolate and a cuddly teddy bear, I think, probably there.
There you go. She's got an answer for everything. Lovely to have you back on. How are you getting through all of this, Alex?
Oh, yeah, we're very busy, actually. I'd like to say we're treating patients, but we're not. The clinic is currently closed. We're hoping to open in the next week or so for emergency support. But I've got a lot of things to do behind the scenes, and hoping to sort of get things up and running in time for the hopefully big influx of patients who are desperate to get some treatment.
Do you have a model skeleton in your treatment room? Is this a good time to dust off between the ribs, which you never normally have time to do?
I have a spine. It hasn't got arms and legs or a rib cage, but that's not what we're doing. We're having a new floor fitted in reception, and I'm designing a new or logging into and developing a new system management, so patients can book online to
book
their appointment. So it's all sort of state-of-the-art stuff, which has taken me the last 4 weeks to really get my head around it, because it's been very complicated. But we're getting there now, and hopefully going to be able to launch it at the end of the week and early next week start using it. So
excellent.
Busy. Yes.
From what you've heard from some of your patients and what you see and hear, what do you think the main cases you'll be treating are going to be when this is all over?
Well, it's that working from home scenario, and as whether people have actually got it right or not. And unfortunately, the people that I have spoken to over the last few weeks haven't managed to. And then, you know, we have to bring back basic principles and things that I've sort of been telling them for years. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, yes, I remember you saying that once. So really getting the office chair right, because a lot of us, even me, who I never used to spend so much time at a computer because I've been working on this system, have been at the computer quite a lot. So getting that chair right is really the key to making sure your back's in that neutral position. And if we can keep our knees below our hips, then we know that our spine is neutral and our pelvis is closed. And what tends to happen is you think, oh, I'll just hook my foot underneath my bottom, so you're sort of sitting squiffy, or you're still sort of sitting on the settee. But really, we've got to get onto those chairs. You don't have to have an expensive fancy chair, but there's sort of various things on the market, the wedge cushions, which we've discussed at length before together, and there's a little air cushion as well that's quite useful. It doesn't have to be expensive stuff, just to put on a dining room chair to allow you to sit in a much more upright and neutral position to reduce the spine.
So it is the big problem is a lot of sitting around, basically, and those who are working from home may be in a slightly compromised situation if they haven't got a proper desk and chair set up. So that's the thing to do, is to make sure that whatever chair you're using has got the right support, and you can build that in, as Alex has suggested, and make sure your table is at the right height, and maybe, you know, you can prop things up. I'm not saying put things under the table legs, but you can sort of, I don't know, use a large book or something to just give you a few more inches height.
The second thing we really need to look at is to make sure that the screen height is right. And sometimes the only way to do that, and most of us are working on laptops, is to put that laptop on a box or a pile of books, as you've suggested, and then have a separate keyboard. So sort of just make it into a PC rather than a laptop. So it gives you that sort of distance between the two and can help your posture much better. But something I'm going to steal from a colleague of mine that mentioned about her patient telling her was working on her ironing board. What a brilliant idea that was. So you can get it really high or to your desired height, and you can stand there and sort of a bit like that sit to stand desk type of scenario, and you can stand there and get the keyboard the right height, the screen the right height, and make sure you're not compromising your posture at the same time.
Wow, using the ironing board in order to create a home office.
Everybody's got an ironing board, haven't they? Well, most people have.
Okay. Well, it's a bit like my rain stopping me having to do any work. I think pressing the ironing board into service as an office desk will probably be greeted with some cheers by the ironing member of the household. I can't do any ironing. He's taken the ironing board as his desk.
Yeah.
Some great thoughts from you, Alex. We're not going to let you stray too far. We'll have you back on in a week or so and pick up some more points with you, if that's okay.
But fine. So
really good to hear.
Chairs right, get your screen right and keep moving.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Chiropractor, all the best.
Beeston chiropractor Alex Newton for you there on BBC Radio Nottingham.